We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Okay, so Jen Circleback's Jackie, Joe Biden's press secretary, is clarifying, for those confused who thought Kamala Harris was going to actually do something about the border.
Oh, when you put some vice president in charge of something, they don't have to do anything?
No, she's not going to do anything about the border. Right. No, you might have been confused by the part when he said he was putting her in charge of dealing with the border situation. They didn't mean the situation at the border. They meant the border situation.
Oh.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah, gotcha.
It was an easy to misunderstand. So she's not going to be going down there? No. The person in charge isn't going down? No. Okay. Is she going to be doing anything about what's going on at the border? Well, no. Everything at the border is fine. So what is she going to be doing? Well, she's going to help improve conditions in the countries they come from so that eventually, I don't know, 15, 20, 25 years from now, perhaps because that's what it'll take, maybe they won't come by then. Or maybe by then, they'll all be here. So either way, she's in charge. Okay, well, so is she going to fly to these other countries? Maybe she's going to call these other countries' leaders to talk to them about, like, hey, what can we do to keep them from coming here? Is there anything like that on her schedule? No. No? No. Headline, New York Post. Kamala Harris's schedule shows Team Biden's true border priorities. The editorial starts with, Lee, is anyone here in charge? President Joe Biden last week tasked Vice President Kamala Harris with leading the White House response to the near record surge of migrants crossing the southern border. It is now a record surge, by the way. Yet her schedule doesn't have one single immigration-related meeting. Not one. Why doesn't Harris seem to be doing anything to solve what she now calls a huge problem? White House Press Secretary Jen Circleback Psaki on Monday clarified that DeVeep is only in charge of diplomacy to address the problem's root causes. Like, people don't want to live in Guatemala, so they're walking here? Yeah, like that.
Or maybe that the Democrats have been offering incentives to have people who are not citizens of this country come here so that they can then take advantage of the benefits of being an American resident, let alone a citizen. Maybe that's one of the root causes.
Oh, it's most certainly one of the root causes. Here's Kamala herself offering illegals free health care. Jake Tapper asks her, you know, in your bill, the health care bill, it didn't pass, but it was filed when she was a senator. You give illegals free health care, right, Kamala?
The bill also says, quote, every individual who is a resident of the United States is entitled to benefits for health care services under this act. Not every individual who's a citizen, but every individual who's a resident. Mm-hmm. So you support giving universal health care, Medicare for all, to people who are in this country illegally?
Let me just be very clear about this. I am opposed to any policy that would deny in our country any human being from access to public safety.
Yeah, public health. Okay, here's Kamala again on the stage during the Democrat primary where the Democrats are asked, hey, raise your hand if you support health care, free health care paid for by the American people for illegals. Her hand goes up.
Raise your hand if your government plan would provide coverage for undocumented immigrants.
So it's all of them. So, I mean, this is the magnet. Come here, get the free health care. And boy, are they coming. The New York Post nails this. The feds have already had an all-time high of more than 18,000 unaccompanied minors in custody. And the Wall Street Journal is now estimating, Wall Street Journal and Axios, that will rise to 26,000. So that would be double the previous record of 11,475 set in May of 2019 when a liberal judge decided Trump couldn't enforce the law anymore at the border. But then Trump eventually won in court. That's why it went back down. So that's not like a Trump fault there. That's a liberal judge fault. So, I mean, she doesn't even have a single meeting plan. That is how the Democrats deal with the border. They just don't.
And I love what Fox News on their TV are going over now. They've got an exclusive story about San Diego public schools that are offering in-person educational instruction to the migrants that are being held in the detention facilities, while their own public school of citizens, of taxpayers, are not allowed in-person instruction.
Yeah, I've got that here. According to San Diego County Supervisor Jim Desmond, the San Diego County Board of Education will send teachers for, get this, in-person learning.
Right.
For the untested illegal immigrant children, because they're not being tested, at the convention center. By the way, they have a full-blown COVID infection rate 7 times the U.S. average.
I wonder how the teachers union there in San Diego feels about that.
I don't know.
Haven't heard from them yet. Don't know if we will. But it'd be very interesting to hear what their take is on that, because, of course, the teachers union out in California is still trying to stop teachers from going back to class, saying that they've got to be vaccinated first.
Well, listen to this. The illegal aliens will be learning in person from the teachers, the San Diego teachers, while many schools in San Diego County are still closed for in-person learning.
That's it. That's what I'm saying. I mean, this is a prime example of what's going on here with Democrats and these policies. The people who are breaking the law to get into this country and coming in here illegally are being offered the goods and services of the federal government and the state government and the local governments that are denied to their own citizens.
At taxpayer expense.
Yes. Mm-hmm. While we pay for it, yeah.
Oh, yeah. $775 per day per child in these facilities. That's according to the Associated Press, so it might be true. Did you hear that, by the way, the Associated Press article? They have so many of these young voters locked up
You said voters, Tara.
No, that wasn't a mistake. These are voters. No. This is why the children are so valuable.
Because
the only amnesty bill they have bipartisan support for, and American support, too, in the polling, is the DREAM Act, right? Mm-hmm. So when you look at these numbers, 87% of these kids, quote unquote, are over the age of 13, right? So that means they'll be voting in less than 5 years, just in time for the next open election, right? To make sure Democrats hold on to it. In other words, 2024 would be probably Kamala Harris for president, right? This is in time for the election after that. If not for the Kamala Harris 2024 election, because again, they're 13 and up, 87% of them. So this is a voter drive. And they know that the American people are most amenable to an amnesty for dreamers. Well, this is who's going to get the vote. This is insane. Associated Press reporting, Biden is building up to 15,000 new beds, more than doubling the size of their existing cages, you know, that they keep children in, which was a problem during the Trump administration, but it's not now. It's not Trump. According to the Associated Press, not me, the cost is $775 per child per day. What the heck are they paying for? Have you seen these pictures? They're laying on the floor on the aluminum blanket. Why does that cost $700? I mean, what are you feeding them? Caviar?
Really? Yeah.
Now, listen, this is the part that's just hair-raising. These new emergency sites do not have to be licensed by state authorities. And to staff the sites quickly, the Associated Press reports, the Biden administration has waived vetting procedures intended to protect minors from potential harm. Why not?
I'm amazed. The Associated Press is actually doing some objective journalism here.
I know.
Pointing out that the types of things and regulations and rules that liberals usually are all over and quite honestly, in some cases, correct to do. And these are being ignored by the federal government at state expense and taxpayer expense.
Staff and volunteers directly caring for children at the new emergency sites don't have to undergo FBI fingerprint checks as they normally would. Yep.
But, you know, a child care caregiver at a local child care would have to undergo a FBI background check before they would be approved by DSS to be a child care worker in this state.
That's normally the Health and Human Services protocol. Yes, but they're suspending it for this. And they even admit that if they don't use the FBI fingerprint checks, they will still background them, but they will use criminal databases that may not pick up past crimes and sex crimes. That's what HHS says that. The process depends on the honesty of the applicant, the sex offender, who I'm sure is going to be telling the truth, according to the Associated Press. Potential staff will still pass public record and criminal background checks, but the process depends on the honesty of the applicant. And they even admit, quote, while the various background checks could identify some past criminal convictions or sexual offenses, these checks are not as extensive as the FBI fingerprint background checks. Let me translate. Sex offenders need apply. Let's go ahead and apply. And I know how this works. People think this from watching crime dramas, but it's not true. We don't have a national system you can search for criminal records. What we have is a patchwork of areas, and particularly smaller areas. If you have, say, a sex offense conviction in a small town in a particular state, if you do a national background check search, you might not find it. And that's why they're saying they may not get it. The only way to really thoroughly do it is to go fingerprints through the FBI's database. You know what this tells me? They want criminals to come work because they can't find enough people. And so they're saying, look, we're not going to hit on you. We're not going to hit you. We won't get your record. We won't use the FBI database. Let me tell you what, if you're a sex offender, you are very conscious of whether you're in, you know, where your record shows up, because you know where you committed your crime and you know what a background check will pull up on you, because you've had to live this way on the registry, most of them. So they just rang the dinner bell. Oh, they're not going to do the FBI. I said, wow, I've got a sex offense in my background. I can go work down there. Yeah. This is how Democrats treat their voters. It's unbelievable. Associated Press, y'all, not me.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
This will blow your mind. One of my research assistants who sends me stuff, Ralph, he just sent me this and I had to check it out. He's out in the Midwest. Tara, here in the Midwest, our neighbor Pennsylvania and a lot of Ohio school districts have had this problem. The vaccine is closing more schools than COVID. I went, what? And it's got all of the search results. Upper Perkiomen School District cancels classes Friday after staff members call in sick. More than 40 staff members suffering vaccine side effects. They had to shut the schools down. Weird. That going on any other places, I wondered. So I put it in. Just put it into Google. The Google machine. Here's what I Googled. Schools closed after teachers suffer side effects and then vaccine, COVID vaccine. Here's what comes up. Monco District closed as 40 teachers suffered vaccine side effects. Stanford teachers suffered COVID vaccine side effects. Delaying school reopenings. What, this is going on all over the country. Headline, school districts adjust schedules due to staff's potential side effects. You know what? And you know what's happening? What's happening is they're having these, we have this here. Actually, they have these like vaccine days. So they tell the teachers to go get vaccinated. Here's some more. Northeast Ohio School District cancels class over COVID-19 vaccine reactions. Dang. Several New Hampshire schools closed today due to teacher absences after COVID-19 shot. This is all over the country. This one's out of Boston. There's another New Hampshire. This is going on everywhere. So they vaccinate the teachers all at once. That's why you're probably wondering, well, why? Wait, why? Okay, no, because it's not random. They're all getting in on the same day. They have to close the schools. God, here it is. In-person classes canceled as 30 Appomattox County teachers, bus drivers suffer side effects from COVID-19 vaccine. Here's another one. It's out of Connecticut. Colchester Elementary closed Monday after staff experienced side effects from COVID-19 vaccine. Crap, I'm not getting this thing. Dang. Here's another one. Fox 61. Let's see where this one is. Yeah, that one's Connecticut, Pennsylvania, Ohio. Where's Monco? Let's see where else this has happened. That's Pennsylvania, Montgomery. Okay, I see Monco, Montgomery County. Montgomery County District closed as 40 teachers suffer vaccine side effects. Dang. Let's go to the next page, see what's there. He's right. This is all over the place. These school systems are shutting down because the vaccines cause so many side effects when the teachers get them. Wow. I'm not telling you not to get the vaccine. Here's what I would say to that. I had this conversation with Dad. You know, Dad's in his 70s, got a heart condition. You know, when you are truly at risk from this thing, from COVID, then you really need to weigh, you know, the shot is a thing. But I mean, if you're under the age of 60 and you don't have any complicated health conditions, your chance of dying of this is zero statistically. It's zero. You got a higher chance of dying of the flu. And we've never done this before. We do not normally vaccinate people for stuff like this when they're not at risk. We vaccinate the at-risk groups. Not everybody. Anyway, don't take my word for it. Google this in combination. Schools close after teachers suffer side effects from the vaccine. Ralph's right. It's all over the place. It's all over the country. You know what was interesting about that? I'm forgetting the name of the vaccine. The vaccine they're using in Europe, it's not available here yet. You know who had the most side effects to it? Not the elderly. Women under 50. They were having blood clots. Some of them died. And it makes sense. It's a lot of people over 50 are on blood thinners, you know, especially if you're in your 70s. Wow. So that's everywhere. So now, okay, we've got schools that have closed down. I'm just looking at the headlines. Connecticut, Pennsylvania, Ohio, New Hampshire, Boston, because so many teachers have suffered side effects of getting max vaccinated. On those days, they put aside, you know, hey, teacher, go. We have one for Greenville coming up. Look, I'm not telling you this to tell you to not get the vaccine. I'm telling you this because the media is never going to put that together in macro for you at the national level. They're never going to tell you anything that might make you question this vaccine. And I think you should do your research. I'm not saying don't get it. I'm not saying get it. I'm saying do your research. If you feel comfortable with it, you're like my dad, you're over 70, you've got a heart situation. That's a calculation you got to make. It's a very different thing for a woman under 50 who has no health problems to take this vaccine. Holy cow. Texture writes, notice that all the schools that are shut down are up north. Yeah, there seems to be some of that, yeah. Texture writes, most of our teachers are women under 55. Yeah, I just don't see it. I mean, I just don't see why you go get vaccinated for something you have a 0% statistical chance of dying of. Now, you get over 70, it's more serious. It's more dangerous for you, and your calculation changes. But that's what drives me nuts. Like I said, we're not acting rationally here. This is one of those things that just puzzles me about human beings. If we know something's bad for us, and we know something's bad for our society, and it's not even fun, why do we do it? And you can see why people would do bad things that are bad for them if they feel good and they're fun. I don't have to list what those things are, right? All the major sins. But what if the thing is that the thing sucks and you're not enjoying it? Why would you do it? I don't know. But a majority of Americans now tell Harvard Caps Harris poll. It's the Harvard Harris poll. That cancel culture, say that five times real fast, cancel culture is a threat to their freedom. 64%, so it's not even close. 64% of respondents said that there is a growing cancel culture that is a threat to their freedom. Just 36% said they did not think of it as a threat to their freedom. So, just by the way, just 13% said it was not a problem. So this obviously, I mean, if you've got 64% of Americans, this spans Republicans, independents, moderates, conservatives, liberals. As every day we watch more stuff canceled. By the way, two episodes of SpongeBob sacked. Captain Underpants book, wildly popular in my family. That series, anyway. Captain Underpants, you buy one of those, you're like, why did I spend my money on this? The kid is in underpants and I paid for it. Yeah, Captain Underpants pulled the book. Because of, I guess, the Asian characteristics of one character. Something. That book's gone. Those are bestsellers. Pulled by the publisher. I mean, every day it's something else. Every day. Anyway. It is, 64%. Here's Mark Penn, the director of the Harvard Caps Harris poll. Now, he used to work for the Clintons. He's a Democrat. So it's coming from a Democrat. This is a big deal. 54% of respondents said they were concerned that if they expressed their opinions online, that they would be banned or fired. 46% said they were not concerned. But listen to this quote. This is a quote from Mark Penn. Here we go. Former Hillary guy who does the Harvard Harris poll. It is chilling. It is a chilling finding that most people in the country now are afraid they would be fired if they expressed their real views on social media. You know what else you have to be afraid of? Something's perfectly normal and acceptable today. I don't know what that would be. And you post it, and like 3 years from now, it's no longer acceptable. And now you're in trouble. I mean, now, oh boy, are you in trouble? And you're gone. So when you have a Democrat who worked with the Clintons calling this cancel culture chilling, it's a problem. We just have to stop going along with it. We have to stop, you know, shrinking in fear from this thing. It gives them way too much. It gives a small minority of the country way too much power. Way too much. All right. Meanwhile, I want to jump into this. Anthony Fauci got busted in a big old lie. He did. Got busted, cold busted. And you know what I think is interesting about this? By the way, even Trump came out with a statement over the weekend slamming him. It shows you his casual level of truthlessness. And it's enough to make you question everything he says. Now, of course, the fact that he contradicts himself endlessly should be enough to do that. But this is a cold, busted lie right here. And when I heard this over the weekend, I was like, wait, what? I heard the audio. I knew it was a lie. Because I know his record really well. And I remember that as of January 14th of 2020, the WHO was still denying that a virus could leap from animals to humans, that the Wuhan flu, as they were then calling it, could be dangerous, that we shouldn't worry. Wait, the WHO was saying there was nothing to it on the 14th of January? Yeah. Well, Fauci said over the weekend, he decided we needed a vaccine on the 10th. Well, the WHO wasn't even admitting this thing could jump human to human till the 14th. There's no way. But that's what Fauci said this weekend.
The decision we made on January the 10th to go all out and develop a vaccine may have been the best decision that I've ever made.
A decision you made on January 10th. Here's the funny thing, sir. Here's you on January 21st. That, even in Common Core math, would be 11 days after January 10th. Telling us the Wuhan flu was nada, nothing, no big deal.
Bottom line, we don't have to worry about this one, right?
This is not a major threat for the people in the United States, and this is not something that the citizens of the United States right now should be worried about.
That's the 21st of January, which actually makes sense for him to say that. Because, again, that was still right around the time when the WHO was denying this was a big deal. Of course, the WHO is largely owned by China. So wait, you decided to vaccinate everybody on the 10th of January, but on the 21st of January, you're telling us, don't worry, it's no big deal? It's because he's a liar. He's so confident the media will never go into their own archives like I do on a daily basis, practically, with Fauci and double-check what he said. And I got a whole archive for all of it. He's so confident they won't do any reporting, check their own archives, or ask him a hard question that he just throws dates out there. Why did he pick such an early date in January when he couldn't possibly have known? By the way, do you know that his paper, along with Dr. Robert Redfield in the New England Journal of Medicine, saying that COVID was no big deal and it would have a death rate around that of the flu, was dated February of 2020? That it was no big deal. Published a paper in the New England Journal of Medicine. Now he's telling us back on January 10th he decided we needed to have a vaccine. Really? Yeah, it's because he knows the media won't fact check him. He knows they won't check what he says like I do. Because he's almost always contradicting himself or, quite frankly, flat out lying. And this is the guy who's supposed to have led us through this mess. What a mess he is. What a total mess this guy is. So, I mean, after that, he should have absolutely no credibility. But for some reason, he does. It's just nuts. Texter writes, I was canceled from YouTube, put in suspension because I was speaking out against the shot. Another texter writes, the book they are headed to erase ultimately is God's word, the Bible. Yes, we have dug deep into that on the Battleground podcast. That is where they are ultimately going. I'm telling you. And I'm surprised, honestly, it's taken this long. This is what it's going to be. You're either going to use a cleansed version of the Bible that doesn't have any of the gender stuff in it, doesn't have any of the sex stuff in it, or you're going to be persecuted. That's where they're heading. If you are a user of the original Bible, you're not going to be able to serve in the military. You're not going to be able to get a job as a police officer. You are probably going to be on a no-fly list administered by the FBI. That's where they want to go. Okay, so an announcement. If you're in radio, a big announcement. Or if you love radio, also a big announcement. We are no longer Entercom. Okay, nobody panic. Yeah, you think, well, your word, yeah. But we were Entercom, an Entercom station. They have changed the name of the company. It's called Audacy. A-U-D-A-C-Y. So radio.com is now A-U-D-A-C-Y.com. Not radio.com. It's Audacy. A-U-D-A-C-Y. So what's changed? Well, the name on my paycheck and the name of the app on your phone. So don't let that confuse you. I thought it was radio.com. It was. Now it's Audacy.com. So if you've already downloaded the radio.com app, it will automatically update to Audacy. And if it hasn't, you should download the Audacy app today and get all that audio that matters to you that we produce. And that includes, of course, the Battleground podcast is there. As well as 106.3 WORD. You can favorite word and you'll get all the great shows that you enjoy, plus the podcast and all of that. So it's now Audacy and not radio.com. It's now Audacy and not Entercom. So there you go. Times, they are a-changing. Okay, Representative Chip Roy is a Congress member. He is one of those who went down to Texas. He's got the pictures that Joe Biden didn't want you to see. And according to him, the Customs and Border Patrol facility in Donna, Texas, which is built to hold, are you ready for this? 250 people, that's it. 250 people is now holding 5,700 in the middle of a pandemic. That's what, and he tweets, that this is what they don't want the media to be able to report. 5,700 crammed in a space meant to hold 250. I cannot imagine. So if you wonder, what is it? It's what open borders look like. That's open borders. It's what they look like. He is running a voter drive. Why else would you have open borders? He's running a voter drive. This is not hard, folks. They want you to think it's confusing and it's really hard to figure out what might be causing this and it's just so hard to understand. No, it's not. You don't need to be an expert. It's a voter drive. It's a Democrat voter drive. And that's where they are. I want to go back to this. This was an Amnesty International, very liberal group, Amnesty International, an Amnesty International study from 2010. Let me read from it. Quote, an estimated 6 out of 10 migrant women and girls, 6 out of 10, experience violence, prompting some smugglers to demand that women receive contraceptive injections ahead of the journey to avoid them falling pregnant as a result of rape. An estimated 6 out of 10 migrant women and girls experience sexual violence. 6 out of 10. For those of you on Common Core Math, that is a majority. And that is heartbreaking. But, you know, it's whatever it takes for the voters to deliver themselves to the Democrats. And if the woman gets raped, oh well. Truly. I mean, that's what's going on here. Oh well. They don't care. They don't care. If they did care, they'd close the border. This is only happening because they opened the border. And these poor desperate people, you just feel so bad for them. What they have to do to get here. And they're coming because of what they've been promised once they do get here. That's how it works. All right. So just a reminder, check out the Battleground America podcast. You can get it by texting the word Battleground, the keyword Battleground, to 71307. The text line is still the same. Nothing's changed. So you can text it to 71307, the word Battleground. And I'd encourage you to do it. Look, I, like you, am looking for something to fill up that noon space. Leaves a hole in my listening day, but also a hole in my heart. It's just not the same without Rush. It really isn't. I, like you, am looking for something to listen to. So, great idea, Battleground Podcast. When you're driving around town, download it. Super easy to do. Text Battleground to 71307. You'll find this is an in-depth version of the show. Usually runs ahead of the show. And it has less commercials. So we take on topics, tackle them, and go way deeper than we can on the show just because of time, space, and that sort of thing. I try to keep them under 20 minutes because I don't think you have all day to listen to me. So, you know, easy listening experience. And a lot of the time, if you look at it too, and you think, wow, okay, it's 20 minutes today or 17. I don't have time to listen to the whole thing. That's okay. It's pretty self-contained. You listen to half of it, you'll still get a ton of info. So that's where we are. One of the things we're going to be looking at this week is going to be fascinating to see what happens with the Derek Chauvin trial, especially with this is just coming out. Headline, New York Post, George Floyd may have taken Percocet during the fatal arrest. Two of them. That's on top of the already fatal level of fentanyl in his system from inserting it rectally. Mr. Floyd's friends... This is the opening statements. Mr. Floyd's friends will explain that Mr. Floyd fell asleep in the car and they couldn't wake him up to get him going. And they thought the police might be coming, so they fed him the Percocet. Two of them? Yes, two of them. They kept trying to wake him up. Quote, in fact, one of the friends, Shawanda Hill, called her daughter, Shakira Prince, to come and pick her up because they couldn't get Mr. Floyd awake. This was before the police even arrived. While they were in the car, Mr. Floyd consumed what they thought to be 2 Percocet pills. That's called a speedball. It's a mix of fentanyl and methamphetamine. It's deadly.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.